Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Slow go to pick a jury.
There is virtually no one who has no opinion about Donald Trump.
Supreme Court hears capital attack obstruction case.
The law wasn't written for the obstruction of political meetings, should that matter.
Israel vows to respond.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the long process of picking a jury in former President Trump's hush money case is underway. CBS's Robert Costa has more on day one and on what's ahead.
During the proceedings, Trump appeared irritated at times and bored at others, even appearing to nod off at one point, but perked up as potential jurors entered the courtroom. Out of the first batch of 96 prospective jurors who were sworn in and questioned, more than half were excused, many after saying they could not be fair and impartial. Trump is accused of scheming to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels through his former lawyer Michael Cohen. Trump has denied both the affair and making the payments. The trial is likely to feature testimony from key witnesses, including Cohen and Daniels, along with former White House aide Hope Hicks.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
Throughout the day, Trump sent out a blizzard of fundraising appeals blasting the case and criticized the judge for not allowing him to attend a U.S. Supreme Court hearing next week on his presidential immunity claims.
The U.S. Supreme Court today considers the scope of a federal statute that's been used to prosecute some of those charged in the Capitol attack. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says it's been a fixture in many corporate fraud cases.
The issue for the Supreme Court is whether the government can use the statute that was originally designed for more of destroying documents, or whether the catch-all language of the statute that does say otherwise obstructing or impeding official proceedings would apply to the January 6th defendants.
A decision could impact Trump, who faces election interference charges. Overseas, there have been meetings in Israel to weigh the next move following Iran's drone and missile attacks. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it's a key moment for the country's prime minister.
Netanyahu has met with his war cabinet, and Israeli military chief of staff Herzi Halevi says there will be a response.
We remain at our highest level of readiness. We will choose our response accordingly.
There is growing international pressure on Israel not to respond, and Iran says any retaliation will be met with a response from Tehran in a matter of seconds.
In Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving to help Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan by splitting a contentious foreign aid bill that passed the Senate into pieces.
It really was the will of my colleagues to vote on these measures independently and not have them all sandwiched together as the Senate had done.
Hardline conservatives have balked over aid to Ukraine. President Biden has been urging passage for weeks. The pilots union at American Airlines reports a spike in safety and maintenance-related problems at the carrier. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports it's telling members to be vigilant.
We're seeing the walls of the safety margin get squeezed in.
Union spokesman Captain Dennis Tasier.
So we're telling our pilots, slow down, take your time, and watch for these potential errors, because they're starting to increase across the system.
In a memo to its 16,000 pilots, the union listed a series of problematic trends, including tools left in wheel wells. The union noted there were no open maintenance actions at the time of discovery. Also of concern, APA says, an increasing number of collisions between aircraft being tugged or towed and pressure to return aircraft to service. In a statement, American says, our robust safety program is guided by our industry-leading safety management system. It includes a multitude of collaborative programs and regular touch points with the FAA and all of our unions to further bolster our strong safety record.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators block freeways and bridges in a handful of states. From the Brooklyn Bridge in New York to California's Golden Gate.
I'm sympathetic, and I understand the cause. I do. I just wish I'd have left 20 minutes earlier. I'd have missed all of this.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the weapons expert on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust, has been sentenced to prison in New Mexico. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the shooting death of a cinematographer. CBS's Elise Preston.
Despite her plea for leniency, the judge handed down the maximum 18-month prison sentence.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon.
The family of Gutierrez-Reed plans to appeal as Alec Baldwin prepares for his trial.
That's expected to take place this summer. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over the law proceed. Also in Washington, the latest on the impeachment proceedings against a member of the Biden cabinet.
11 impeachment managers are expected to walk from the House to the Senate to present articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The House voted to impeach Mayorkas in February for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Senators are expected to be sworn in for a potential trial Wednesday. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Video tells part of a shocking story at Nevada's Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Two men are seen damaging rock formations, throwing chunks of sandstone off an outcropping. Officials say the damage cannot be fixed. Well, it was a big night for the woman who intensified interest in college basketball at the WNBA draft on ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Clark spoke with CBS Sports.
Once you actually see your name like on the board and the commissioner says your name and you get to enjoy it with your family, like it's a whole different feeling and just a lot of pride, like getting to share that with them and just thankful.
They lit the Olympic flame today in Greece. It'll go on an 11-day journey through the country before it's handed over to organizers of the Paris Summer Games for the rest of the long trip.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Cicadas are surfacing in the South and Midwest.
Soon emerging from the soil, those red eyes and clear wings with black veins. Oh, and that noise. Which is expected to be in full swing by mid-May. University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension entomologist P.J. Leash.
Say a grove of trees behind us with singing male cicadas, that might be in the range of 70 to 80 decibels, which could be similar to a vacuum cleaner. But if you are really close, it could be more in the range of 90 to 100 decibels, which is really, really loud.
Experts say this year will be unique due to a rare emergence of cicadas that hasn't happened since the 1800s. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
On tax deadline day, President Biden released his records, paying a 23.7% rate on $619,976. His likely November opponent, Donald Trump, has insisted for years that his information should remain private. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.